Hey friends, it's October 13th, and we are talking for several days about prayers that people in the Bible prayed. And I spoke with you yesterday about Abraham in the book of Genesis, and him pleading with God to change his mind about destroying Sodom and Gomorrah, kind of bargaining with God, we might say. I want to jump over to the next book in the Bible today, to Exodus, and Exodus is the account of the people of Israel, or the Hebrew people, escaping with Moses as their leader from slavery in Egypt and moving back toward the Holy Land of Israel. At the very beginning of that journey, finally Moses was allowed by the Pharaoh to take what scholars believe is well over 2 million people out of Egypt, 2 million Hebrews, and begin the journey to the Promised Land. But soon after the Pharaoh allowed them to leave, he had a change of mind himself and decided to send his chariots after Moses and the Israelite people and to bring them back into slavery in Egypt. Well, if you know the account of the parting of the Red Sea, you'll find that in the 14th chapter and 15th chapter of Exodus. We see that God opens up the Red Sea and allows Moses and the Hebrews to travel through it. And at the end of that, when God had opened the Red Sea and they traveled to safety, there is this chapter, Exodus 15, that talks about the song of Moses and Miriam. And what this really is, it's a song they sang to the Lord, but it's a prayer. And he goes through and he, in essence, says a prayer in a song that he sang to thank God for what God has done, and talked about God's power. And we see at the end of chapter 15 that though the people were so excited that they had been rescued by God, we learn in the at the end of chapter 14 that the people put their trust in God. And so they're traveling, and they only traveled for 3 days. And all of this celebration of God miraculously rescuing them unraveled. Because we see in chapter 15, starting in the 22nd verse, it says, Moses led Israel from the Red Sea, and they went to the desert of Shur. For 3 days they traveled in the desert without finding water. When they came to Marah, they could not drink its water because it was bitter. So the people grumbled against Moses, saying, "What are we to drink?" Then Moses cried out to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a piece of wood. He threw it into the water, and the water became fit to drink. So the first water purification system is this piece of wood that Moses found. And then we see the people from this point on continually get blessed by God and then complain. Get blessed by God and then complain. And right after this huge victory, it only took 3 days before that thankfulness disappeared and they stopped trusting God. And we see this pattern over and over. Well, I'm here to tell you that that's an awful lot like me. God can do amazing things in my life. God can bring miraculous things and do amazing things. And it's not very long before I don't remember the big victory because I find something to complain about. I don't know if you can relate with that, but I'm assuming most of us can. When God does beautiful things, when we see somebody that we love get saved, or we see God heal somebody, or we see something that's just amazing to witness, and we give God praise and we sing a song to Him or say a prayer to Him, how often does that wear off quickly? Within hours, within days, within weeks? I want to pray with you today about us and our thankfulness toward God, and that we would remember what He has done for us when things aren't going very well. Let's pray. Lord, I'm so much like the Hebrew people in this account. You do such wonderful things in my life. You bless me in so many ways. And Lord, yet I still find things to complain about. And by doing so, I show that I truly don't trust that You will take care of me. Lord, forgive me for that. As I head into my day, or Lord, if people are listening to this tonight, as I head in to tomorrow, may You remind me that I have so much to be thankful for. No matter what I'm walking into today that is difficult, I need to look behind me and see all that You've done for me, where You have brought me, the waters that You've opened for me. God, I'm so blessed. You've given me so much. Forgive me when I complain. Forgive me when I forget. Today, I want to look forward, remembering where You brought me from behind, and know that You will continue to take care of me. Thank You for all You do for me, Lord. Thank You for all the material blessings that You give me. Thank You for the food on my table. Thank You that I have people in my life that love me. Thank You, Father, for every opportunity that You give me. And I choose to have an attitude of gratitude today as I walk into my day. In Jesus' name, amen.